Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY26 conference call of Infinity Infoway Limited. Today on this call, we have with us from the management, Mr. Bhavesh Kumar Gadepriya, Managing Director, and Mr. Nikunj Gajeja, full-time director. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bhavesh Kumar Gadepriya. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
All right, thank you. Good afternoon, all of you. Our shareholder, customers, employee, and partners. Thank you so much for your continuous trust on Infinity Infoway Limited. Friends, as you know, we continue to involve the next generation SaaS company delivering AI-driven ERP solution across education, manufacturing, corporate, and retail sector. Our NEP-aligned ERP, along with our online examination system, our proprietary zero-touch, which is secure question paper delivery system, enable institute to build secure, scalable, and data-driven digital ecosystem. Financial year 2026 has been a strong and defining year for us. We were granted a 20-year patent for a zero-touch device as a service technology, reinforcing our strategic shift towards the innovation lead growth. Friends, you know that during the year, we secured a key orders including of around 11 crore projects from the government of Gujarat related to the AI, 1.45 crore annually contract from one of the university in MP, along with the strategic investment, integration with the time pay. So this expand into the FinTech enable ERP solution. Financially, this year we have delivered robust performance with revenue growing around 80% to 23.77 crore. EBITDA increasing 64% to 10.57 crore, and PAT rising by 60% to 7.01 crore, driven by strong execution and operating leverages. We also remain committed to building a strong and engaging workforce. Our employee attrition stand 16.55%, which will manage from the growing technology company, supported by our focus on ESOP scheme for a top performer. Continuous recognizing program, employee engagement initiative throughout the year. Importantly, we view artificial intelligence as an opportunity rather than the disruption. Our business model remains resilient, and we are actively leveraging AI to enhance our product capability, improve our operational efficiency, and drive higher productivity across the team. Looking forward, you know that Zero Touch will be a key growth driver. With this plan, we deploy around 150 machines to reaching out more than 6.4 lakh students across the 3-plus university and 20-plus institutes. We are expecting the contribution of the revenue from Zero Touch in this financial year around 20 to 22%. We are planning to expand our geographical reach within India as well as the international market. We have already initiated our marketing activities outside India, making important steps towards the building global presence. Overall, we are thinly transforming into the scalable, innovation lead, and the government-focused SaaS platform, committed to delivering sustainable growth and the long-term value for stakeholders. Friends, as you know that we have our leadership team with us, so I request Mr. Nikunj to carry forward. Nikunj.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, all. Let me begin by talking to you throughout our transformational journey. Infinity Infoway Limited was incorporated in 2008, where we entered the ERP space with both industrial and educational ERP solutions. between 2016 to 2018, we focus on global expansion and innovation, including launching our digital learning platform, Ranger. From 21 to 24, we undertook strategic restructuring, including consolidating operation and converting into public limited company. We started integration AI capability into our ERP solution from 2024, marking the key step toward building a more intelligent and data-driven platform. In 2025 was breakthrough year where we secured major ERP orders, government projects like Madhya Pradesh government, and achieved our BSASM listing, and also we recognized many awards like most ethical company. In 2026 marked a strong innovation-led phase where we achieved secured 10.97 CR Gujarat government order for AI-based data analysis for higher education, and also signed 1.45 CR annual university contract. Entered fintech integration through TimePay collaboration. From scale perspective, today we have 156 experienced and talented team members, presence across 6 states in India, engagement with 55 plus universities, experience across 11 industries, successfully secured 7 tenders in last year. Overall, with strong track record, proven education and innovation-driven growth, we are well positioned to scale further and create long-term value for our stakeholders. Now, I would like to hand over the call for detailed product insight to our founder and managing director, Mr. Bhavesh Kotecha. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikunj. So, all this, dear stakeholders, you know that Infinity is working into the SaaS product. And I jump into the deep dive of product portfolio. So as you know that education ERP, we have a very strong campus management system. Under the industrial ERP, we are providing complete depth corporate solution to the manufacturing industries. We have a online examination solution for the students. And we have a one other platform, which is a digital learning platform. We call them BrainsWork, where we solved online courses for the students. So coming to the deep dive in education ERP, we are serving across the 55 universities across India, more than 1,000 plus education institutes that include of school and colleges. And so far, we have served more than 10 million students. So this widely AI-powered ERP solution we have from entirely business solution, you can say the admission to the market printing and all these administrative modules we are supporting. Compared to the into industrial manufacturing corporate segment, we are delivering our entire ERP platform where we covered SCM, supply chain management, CRM, complete financial platform, and we have deployed more than 14 plus ERP solution. We have so far 10 TB live data management and almost 2 million transactions we are processing through our ERP. So that is the capability of how we can handling the real-time data and current capacity of our security system. So we handling entirely DPDP compliances, data security compliances on our real-time database. In part of certain our digital examination platform, where we are standing uniquely across the India, so we have a concurrency of the 2 lakh students at a time. So far, we have delivered more than 25 lakh students online exam. With our AI-based platform where multiple level of MCQ question paper, we automated generate in the question. Similarly, during examination mode, students can get monitoring by AI modules. It's completely make a secured platform where students cannot do any cheating while giving exam. Another very big milestone, as I previously mentioned, the zero touch. So this is our device as a service product is ready now. We are going to distribute our machine to the university and the colleges. For this, we have already planned our innovation of zero-touch machine in this month. And within this quarter, we should have a good revenue part into this particular zero-touch product. So this product is very prominent and promising for Infinity because it is entire India single product. It's completely patented, which is reforming entire education system and securing the question paper delivery system. As you know that we have a self-learning digital platform. It's a BrainZorg. So we have a 10 courses hosted and so far, including free and paid, 10,000 plus students have enrolled and used our BrainZorg for them learning, them upskilling, and the certification for the students as well as the professional are also using our platform. Currently, our presence in India, we are serving as in a business in more than six states, and major revenues are coming from the Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, and the Maharashtra, and we are stepping into the other part of India with the Rajasthan, Karnataka, and Odisha. And the other upcoming states we are planning currently in UP as well as northern part of India. If we see about the revenue bifurcation of our industries, so education ERP is serving more than 53% revenue of this financial year, and industrial ERP is serving around 36% revenue. Our online examination systems contributing 10%. And digital learning platform are contributing 0.13%. So we are multi-deviation, and the next up, there will be another new line will be a zero touch where we are expecting good revenue part. Companies are continuously focusing on growth because the market is very good for education as well as the industries. People are requiring them automation into the industries part. So we are aligned with all our marketing strategy, like online digital marketing. We are participating in various expo, and we are collaborating various business partners. And one of the collaborations you have seen that we have a collaborating with NPST for fintech growth. So with the help of our expertise and our current existing infra, we will giving opportunity to our existing customer to grow into platform with the payment as well as the automation system. So this is was the very brief about Infinity, and again I would like to thank you all of you for your continuous trust on Infinity and staying with us. All the, our stakeholders, including of the investor, our employees, our customers, and our partners who are contributing to growth of the Infinity. So coming this year, we are working towards the innovation. One of our two AI-based products we are going to introduce into this upcoming market area. And our existing ERP is already upgraded with AI. So customers are going to take a benefit of those, and which is the great feather for Infinity solution. So thank you again for joining on this call. And I request now to we can have a question answer from our investors.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and one again. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Aryan Ajmera from Polani Venture Capital Fund. Please go ahead.
Very, very good evening, sir. thank you for the opportunity to let me ask the question. First of all, congratulations for your amazing financial year this year, and wish you have a great numbers ahead in coming years. So first of all, my question is, in your investor presentation, you mentioned plans for global extensions for the specific target countries were not disclosed. Could you please clarify which geographies you are focusing on international ground and what is the driving purpose and priorities for it?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Aryan, for your very good question. So we are planning currently as an international specifically, we are planning for a Gulf country. And specifically UAE, we are the first criteria. And once we will settle with the UAE, then we will move to the Saudi Arabia and the Bahrain. So the Gulf entirely GCC market is our first targeted area. And this financial year or even before financial year, we are expecting the good results from there also.
So, sir, how are you planning to expand your business in the Gulf country because the current war conditions are prevailing there and means many businesses are tackling that issue right now. So, how are you planning to tackle it?
Yeah. So, again, I just would like to address on this point that currently there is, as you know, that market condition is not good well because of the war. But we are, you know, that Infinity is working more on digital way. So we have hired our team into the Gulf area. We are currently focusing into the digital marketing. We are giving the our entirely demonstration into the online. So major of the our business process are connected online. And during online conversations, there is no much remote requirement of the moment of the physical. So our customers are very well attached with the online. They are tech savvy, so they understood entire our platform. So basically, as a marketing, we focus on a digital era. While demonstrating our product, we are connecting with the online platform. And we have our complete videos and our documentation presentation. So our team are aligned with those if they have any detailed presentations required or detailed demonstration that's required. So currently, like last 2 months, we are focusing on that. It is not much more getting hurdles to us into even this war area.
Okay, sir. So I have one more question with me. So with a large technology players like TCS IN and Zoho Corporation increasingly strengthening their AI-driven ERP business and analyticals offerings. So how do you assess the competitive risk if they expand further into MSME enterprises or education ERP segments?
So, Mr. Aryan, our growth area is very well aligned into the both areas. Like education is a prominent industries across the India. So like, as you mentioned, the competitor, the bigger player are expanding them further. So the, similarly, we have a better product into the markets, and we have also competed two, three different places with the bigger players. And our focus is completely, again, on education is a first priority. And the second is an industries level. We are focusing into the industries area. So currently, our presence into the industries are limited to more into the Gujarat. And this completed financial year, we also expand into Karnataka. So upcoming year, we will take more business into the industrial ERP into other states as well.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the opportunity for asking the questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Smith Tumar from Solventis Growth Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so good evening, sir. Congratulations for your good set of numbers. And my questions are 3-4. So first of all, I have can you please tell you have received an AI-based data analytics order worth of 11 crores from Gujarat government. So can you just elaborate how it will impact on Infinity growth?
Thank you, sir, for your best wishes. Coming to your question, the orders what we received from the government of Gujarat, it is completely current education system. It is an order from the specifically Department of the Higher Education, and this scope is related to the completely current higher education students are studying into the different areas. So with help of this AI solution, government wants to track that how the students can perform, in particularly which industries they can make them career into the which platform. So our entire platform will help into the student various skill and identifying them interest also. So this is another level of revolutionary part into the education system. And coming to the growth of the Infinity, definitely the first part that revenue will directly will added into certain part into this financial year as well as. And the second, with this technology, our ERP will be add-on with the another feather of the system. So similar product or the similar enhancement we will expand into the other part of the India. And new youth can understood the benefit, they can understood the use of the AI as well as they can take a benefit of AI to them personal and professional growth. I think, am I answered your question?
Yes, yes, got it. Now also, like you have also received a patent on your zero touch machines, and congrats for that as well. So just can you please tell whether it's a process pattern or product pattern?
Oh, yes, very good question, and this is one of the my favorite topic as of now, because to get patent after almost my 3 years of the research, entire my team have spent a lot of time on this. So definitely it is a completely process related patent. So entire process we have patentized. And the machine or our product is one of the part of the process. So entirely our process starting from the question paper generation to the delivery, including of the printing, stapling, and the packing. So we have patented our entire process. So when you patent the process, it means that you close the door for all other your competitor. Because when you have a product patent, maybe the other people can do the product copy by just doing some certain few changes. But while doing a process patent, you are locking entire things for other competitors. So, sir, this is our completely process-related patent.
Okay, got it. And how much machines you have already manufactured, and how much is in manufacturing space? Can you please tell?
So far we have completed our almost 150 machine ready, and we are ready to deploy those machines into the market. And in terms of the capacity, currently, like in a short time, if we say that we have a capacity around 3,000 to 4,000 machines we can build, and a longer run we can also build or deploy more than 10,000 machines.
How much is the margin like you are expecting from this?
So this is a very secure product, and it is the including with the lot of the technology part as well as the patented part. So we are expecting around 50 to 60% margin on running of this project.
Okay, nice. And another question is on your TimePay prepaid card, which you have collaborated with NPST. So, like, has the TimePay prepaid card actually gone live on the field, or it's still in pilot or testing stage?
So we have a completed pilot project. And there is certain approvals is pending on designing parts from the issuer of the card bank, because it is the NSDL payment bank approved card. So very soon we are going to live on this card.
And like, when do you expect this initiative to start like contributing meaningful revenue to the company?
For a time pay initiative, are you talking about?
Yes, for time pay.
Yeah, so we are expecting by this quarter end or maybe early of the next quarter, we can have a meaningful revenue on this particular initiative.
And what about the revenue model here, like transaction fees or any, like how will you share the revenue with NPST as well?
So this is completely transaction-based model. So when the people use the card, and based on the various categories, the how they have used the card, like I'll tell you about, the card can be used for the payment fees, fees paying, food areas, as well as the transportation areas, and paying on certain fuel. So we have some bank revenues on various part based on the category, and we have a sharing with NPST as well as the issuer of the bank.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so that's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bhavesh Jani from HCLLP. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. First of all, congratulations for this extraordinary growth you have achieved this year. So my question is, what is the estimated, you know, market size of this zero-touch dash platform, particularly in India? And what share of this growing market does the company aim to capture over the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, Mr. Jani, thank you so much for your visiting. And very good question. Zero-touch market, if I talk about specifically in India, where the currently question paper delivery and printing and delivery is happening, it is around more than $3 billion in a year. And there is more chance of the increasing of entire market size because of security criteria and upcoming DPDP law, which is recently introduced by the government of India. So when the security concern increase, the market share is increasing, but to be precisely, or you can say that currently it is around more than $3 billion.
Okay. And sir, how much of you know, company share would be there in market in upcoming 3 to 5 years?
Yeah.
Target.
Yeah. So currently, as you know that we are going to launch. So currently, we are into the zero market share. But within a year, we are planning to the capture as we have a patented product. So the current physical printing criteria business model will shift to the digital model. So we are planning to at least capture 1 to 2% market share in this year and more market share up to 10% into upcoming years.
Okay. And what are the strategies company following for capturing this share?
So the capturing of the strategy, capturing of the market, as you know that our business model is running on two different criteria. One is the government area where we need to bid on various tenders and have to capture the order. And second is the private college and the private universities. So our strategy is very well aligned that completely we bidding tenders as per the need. Currently, there is also GEM portal of the government initiatives. We are also our product over there. And we have our new sales teams we have already deployed into the different 8 states of the India, and people will focus on a private university and the school, college and school area to promote this product. Secondly, and the third option, we are participating into various exhibitions where we are going to make it our channel partner. So through our channel partner also, we are expanding our business model.
Okay. Thank you, sir. This is it from my side.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Next question comes from the line of Kapil Advani from Art Growth Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, sir. Congratulations, sir, first of all, on such great results. Sir, I just have only a few questions on financials. There is a line item in the balance sheet by the name of intangible asset under development. This pertains to around 8.15 crores. Can you shed some light on this line item? What is it related to zero touch product? Because in the RHP, we have seen that zero touch capex was around 5 CR. So can you give some clarity?
So thank you so much, Kapilji, for your wish and very good questions about the balance sheet. So the intangible items include the software part development of the zero touch. That is one. Secondly, we are currently building AI model. Our own LLM we are developing for integration into the ERP. So that is another research is going on with our company. So that is also under developing of intangible items. Third, our currently ERP solutions is we are expanding into the other countries. So there is a certain norms into the government's policy as well as the certain accounting system as per the current market as well as the accounting standard of the various countries. So these are the various three line items currently under development and that's of the including of the various amount of our intangible into the balance sheet.
Okay.
So, Kapilji, am I clear with your answer?
Yes, yes, understood.
Okay.
And, sir, my second question is on the profit and loss statement on the line item purchase of stock in trade. It is also recently added this year. Can you please clarify what is related to?
So, currently, we have started into the certain part of the trunky projects also, like we have a received one tender. In that, we have to provide a complete ERP solution, as well as we have to provide a complete technology solution like smart classrooms. We have to provide into the computers. We have to provide a service infrastructure. So, this is the part where we have to purchase certain hardware parts and we have to deliver with our solution. So this is part of our like one-stop solution into the education department and education institutes where we provide a software, we provide a complete server solutions and we provide a smart class solution also.
That is all from my end. Thank you. Thank you for answering.
Thank you so much, Kapilji.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question from the line of Disha Borgia from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yes, thank you so much for this opportunity. So just two quick questions. So firstly, on our revenue growth with zero touch coming, how do we see the revenue growth for FY27?
Ma'am, very good question in terms of the revenue part. As you know that... as I mentioned previously, that we are expecting around the total revenue around 20 to 20% contribution going forward to the zero touch, and in terms of the entire financial year of 27, we are expecting around the 60 to 70% growth of what we are doing right now, and as per our track record, we are maintaining on the same path.
And in terms of margins, because zero touch has higher margins, right? So how do we see EBITDA margins panning out?
So EBITDA margin definitely maybe leads to the increased part, but to in a bottom line, it is very difficult when you scale and to maintain the margin. But yes, being an IT product and patented product, so we are almost run with the same line of the margin, what we are maintaining since last 3 or more than 3 years. So, but it can be increased because of the new line which is coming with the higher margin also.
Right, and you mentioned, sir, so currently we have 150 machines ready, and in the medium term we can go to 3,000 to 4,000. So can you give an exact timeline as to when do we expect this scale-up to happen? And how do you see the contribution from zero touch increasing over time? So FY27, we're expecting 22 to 20%, and going ahead,
yeah,
say FY28, FY29, 2-3 years down the line, how do you see the contribution?
Yes, Ms. Disha. So basically, next year, financial year 27 or 28, when we see, so we have to adding a more machine will lead to the more revenue part, because we are, in terms of I just give a number, so certain level of distribution of the 3,000 machine. So the next year we are planning to at least deploy 30% of the what we are planning in total, and the next year another level of the percentage of the 30 to 35% we are planning to distribution of our machine. So the similarly, when we increase the number of machine, that will increase the range of the revenue. As we said, 150 machine round contributing 20 to 20% of the revenue, when we jump to the more machine, will definitely increase those part of our revenue.
Just for clarification, so this 30% you mentioned of the overall 10,000 machines, right?
No, no. I'm just talking about the first 3,000 machines.
Okay, so the 30% of the first 3,000 machines.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so around 900.
Correct, precisely.
Okay, okay. That's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Kashish Parthani from Infinity Infoway Limited for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for sparing your precious time with us. On the behalf of Infinity Infoway Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining with us. You may now disconnect your line.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone.